Hey everyone, welcome back to Winter Park. Mike Wobshaw, Vikings Entertainment Network, voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen. Between the Lines, quarter of the season report brought to you by our favorite thirst-quenching beverage, Gatorade. Thank you, Gatorade. 2-2 through 4, what do you think?
I think some of it's expected, some of it's unexpected. The quarterback situation has made it very difficult to analyze the entire product. What happened to the running back, Dalvin Cook, in the Lions game means when we do this after the next four games, the midway point report via Between the Lines, courtesy of Gatorade, that'll even be a little more different. So times are changing right now for the Minnesota Vikings due to injury, and we'll see what happens from here.
Yeah, an interesting stretch coming up for the Vikings. Monday Night Football, Chicago Bears, come home, short week, Green Bay Packers, U.S. Bank Stadium. So a very key stretch coming up for the Vikings. Through the first four, I really like the offensive line. I mean, I know there have been moments where it's like, I wish we could have that one back. But given where we were coming from last season to where we are now and how much emphasis was placed on that group in the offseason, I like so far what we've seen. I think they're building the right way.
Yeah, I think there are many things on which to build offensively. I think left tackle Riley Reiff has been worth every penny he got.
Yes.
The center, Pat Elflein, very new to the game. I think for the most part, he's been really good. Mike Remmers has had some good moments. Overall, the offensive line is dramatically better than it was last year, and it needed to be. Now, you know, outside of that, Stephon Diggs into this Bears game is number one in the NFL for receiving yards. Adam Thielen is close behind him. The running game is going to take a shift without Dalvin Cook. I'm curious to see where that goes. But the offensive line has had a lot to do with that. And overall, I'd have to give it probably a B-plus grade.
Yeah. We really talked about the Lions game maybe being the truest test for this team. But even on defense, maybe the most complete defense. And Case sacked just one time.
Yeah.
Now, he did have to evade some pressure and use his mobility. But that happens in every game. I think overall, especially compared to last year, a really good job by the offensive line. Defensively, this defense has been what we expected it to be with Mike Zimmer. I mean, it's top notch.
Yeah, there were missed tackles in the Lions game, which really caught me off guard because I can watch back that Buccaneers game, and you can too, and I swear I don't think there was one missed tackle in the entire game. So tackling has been really sound. The defensive line has been absolutely terrific. The run defense, except for some Ameer Abdullah moments in that Lions game, has been top-notch. You know, they took it away three times from the Buccaneers. Outside of that, no takes in the other three games. So heading into the next quarter of the season, that would be my defensive A-topic, taking the ball away, including forcing fumbles.
All right, let's talk about a couple more things before we head out for this report. Dalvin Cook, replacing the production that Dalvin Cook was giving us. You know, the way I view it is it's not just a running back problem. Everyone on offense now has to step up their game to replace that production.
Well, it's perplexing to me in that I spent the entire offseason at Winter Park watching the way the offensive line became cohesive with the rookie running back and how stylistically sound the offensive line is with doing things while moving. If you look at Cook's three longest runs this year, I believe 33, 32, and 25 at Pittsburgh, they all started inside and ended up outside or strictly were outside. And now with Latavius Murray, Jerick McKinnon, and whomever, my question would be, can you still run your running offense that way? Because it was very productive through the first four games of the season. So now into this next patch of four games, replacing that, I'm curious to see how that works. And Dalvin was starting to get very comfortable catching the ball out of the backfield. You know, you got to replace that too. It's Dalvin Cook into the Lions game was third in the NFL with yards from scrimmage and second in rushing yards. And he is a star in the making. So you're right. It's going to take a lot of different compliments from skill position players to replace what he was giving you. It's going to be a tall task.
I think someone who will help in that endeavor is Michael Floyd, the wide receiver who was suspended for the first four games of the season, had a tremendous training camp with the Minnesota Vikings down in Mankato. We were impressed with him coming into the season. Bummed out he had to miss the first four, but now we get him back.
Yeah, I'm excited to watch Michael play when he does get the opportunity to play. One thing I like about Michael is his ability via strength to catch passes in tight quarters. And with Bradford especially, but Keenum to a certain extent, those quarterbacks will throw passes passes into tight spaces, and guys like Floyd bring them in. So, you know, when you get to the cliched 50-50 ball with Michael Floyd, he's taller and bigger and jumps well than some other receivers on this team, and I think you can do things like that with Michael. I'm excited to watch him play.
And finally, let's cast our gaze forward. Projecting what you thought the team would do this season, I believe on your show you were an 11-5 guy,
yeah,
right?
Yes. So I'm one game off right now. I have them beating the Lions.
Right. So I was going to ask you, are we on schedule? Are we close to on schedule? And how do we make up the game if we are one game behind schedule?
I can't answer that until I know into this next patch of games, if we're going to do this quarterly, what the quarterback situation looks like for the Vikings. And I'm not going to guess as to what's up with Sam and when he's going to come back. I've seen Case. I know they can win with Case Keenum. And then you got the big horse on the horizon, Teddy Bridgewater, and I have no idea whether he'll be able to play this year.
Right.
It's impossible to answer given the current state of the quarterback situation.
We have a bunch of road games coming up, especially in the second half of the season. The good news is defense travels in the NFL, so the Vikings are going to have a shot as long as they have a healthy defense, which they have right now. All right, that's it for the quarter of the season. Between the Lines report brought to you by Gatorade. Thank you to Voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen, for joining us, and thank you guys for listening. Stay tuned for more.